Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My Bible is open to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. I hope that you will join me there. As we engage in a study of God's Word this morning, very thankful to see each and every one of you here. Hope that you are here with open Bibles and open hearts as we open God's Word to see what it has in store for us today. As we strive to learn something from it, to become more like our Savior, Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 12, or beginning verse 12, please. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 12. The Apostle Paul writes, he says, "Not that I have already obtained it, or have already become perfect." He says, "But I press on, so that I may lay hold of that for which I was also laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and pressing forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." I believe from this text it can certainly be said that the Apostle Paul was a very goal-oriented person. He was driven by goals in his ministry. He had many goals that he wanted to accomplish. One of those was that he wanted to take the gospel specifically to places where the gospel had not yet been. We see this in Romans chapter 15 and verses 20 and 21. Paul says, "I don't want to go to some place where some other man might have been. I don't want to really trample over the work that he has already done. I want to go to places where Christ has not been proclaimed." He also had a goal of going to Spain. And in going to Spain, one of the other goals he had was to stop by and visit the church in Rome. We see that also in Romans chapter 15. But the Apostle Paul, he also had the goal of running this race of life with a purpose. He said, I don't box as if I'm boxing against the air. I don't do that. But what I do is I run in such a way that I myself might not be disqualified. He wanted to reach the goal that is mentioned here in Philippians chapter 3. And he was going to do so through running this race so very well. Paul knew what he wanted to do. And he was going to give every effort to accomplish the goals that he had set forth for himself. Much like the Apostle Paul, our shepherds here at this local church understand the wisdom in setting goals for individuals and for groups. And they have been busy over the past few months putting their heads together and coming up with a focus and some other goals for this church to strive for in the year 2016. The booklets that you have been given, I appreciate Shane and Brent handing those out for us. These booklets are the fruits of their labor. They have put many hours of intense thought and dedication into putting these goals together for us. They have decided upon a focus for us in 2016, much like the glorifying God focus we have had this year in 2015. 2016, they have come up with a focus. And they have also planned out for many other goals for this church to work towards in this upcoming year. I think it's important for us to be reminded from time to time the importance of shepherds within the Lord's churches and how important they are for the growth of the kingdom at large. In Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 17, Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 17, the Hebrew writer here writing to these brethren tries to stress to them the importance of their shepherds and how they should respond to them. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 17, the inspired writer, he says here, "Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they keep watch over your souls as those who will give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with grief, for this would be unprofitable for you." May God help us as this church, as the individual members, to show our respect and appreciation for our shepherds, for the responsibilities that they have upon their shoulders, and especially for the efforts that they have given in putting this book together so that this church can have a goal, a purpose, a plan for 2016. What I want to do is just talk about that this morning. Talk about the goals that we are setting for 2016. Setting the goal for 2016 is the lesson title for this morning. And what we're going to do in this lesson is just talk about the goals that we have set for 2016 and how we can accomplish them and why we set these goals and why the shepherds here believe that these things are important. So if you don't already have your Bibles, hope that you'll grab them, have them handy there as we consider some scriptures this morning and consider the goals that we have for Pleasant Plains here in the year 2016. Before we do that, I'd like to extend a word of thanks for all for being here. We do have many who are still traveling, who are traveling with family. We have some who are sick, if you will. Remember Melanie, she's really having a rough go of it this weekend. But the baby should be coming soon, Lord willing. I know Melanie is probably way more excited than any of us are about that. Not that we're not excited, but she's just that much more excited, I know. We're excited for her. We're prayerful for her that she has a safe delivery with their little girl. Also, Katie's not feeling well this morning. And so if you will remember her, remember also Spring and Melissa and their pregnancies. The Lord has blessed us very well at this church. Let's continue to pray for those blessings and pray for them. Let's remember those who are in poor health as well, those who are shut in. Let's see what we can do to serve each other here within this church. Speaking of serving within this church, to talk about our theme for 2016, the shepherds have decided that our focus for 2016 will be on the idea of serving the kingdom. Serving the kingdom will be our focus for 2016. And the reason we have a focus, or at least, well, I say like we've been doing this for a while. Last year I started having the focus to glorify God. We want to continue that this upcoming year because we believe that a church with a strong focus is a church that has a greater chance of accomplishing great things within the kingdom of God. Bill Copeland said it very well, I think, whenever he said that the trouble with not having a goal is that you can spend your whole life running up and down the field and never score. A church that has not considered, maybe leadership within the church that has not considered a goal, might be a church that just does a whole lot of things throughout the year, but there's no purpose with it. Whenever there's a purpose, whenever there's a focus, great things can be done. And so the shepherds for this church had decided that next year we want to focus on this idea of serving the kingdom. As Christians, as disciples, we are to have the same mind that Christ Jesus had while He was here on this earth. The scripture that we will go to time and time again in 2016 will be Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2 in the first 11 verses. You will find that on the back of our booklet here. Philippians chapter 2 and verses 1 through 11. Consider this text with me, please, as we think about this idea of serving the kingdom, of serving one another, serving our neighbor, our focus for 2016. Philippians chapter 2, and beginning in verse 1. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 1, the Apostle Paul writes by inspiration, he says, "Therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interest of others." Notice this verse 5, so important. "Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who although He existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped. But He emptied Himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men, being found in appearance as a man, He humbled Himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason also God highly exalted Him, and bestowed upon Him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." We notice here specifically in verse 5 that Paul encourages these Christians here in Philippi, and it extended to us as well, that we are to have the same mindset that Jesus had while He was here on this earth. And that mindset that He had was one of humility, was one of unselfishness, and was one of service. And so for 2016, our shepherds want us to focus on that idea of being humble in our service, being not self-centered in our lives, being servants like Christ was a servant here on this earth. And by the end of the year, our hope is that each of us will be plugged into the different places where we can give great service to others so that our faith will be stronger, and so that the kingdom of God will be strengthened. so that this church will be stronger, so that we as individuals will be stronger, and that our neighbor will be served. And all of it, as verse 11 says, is we do all this to the glory of our God the Father. So that is the focus that we have for 2016. And as we go throughout the year, we'll do as we did this year, the first Sunday morning of each month, is the plan to have a lesson that is dedicated to that theme, and we'll talk about it also many times throughout the year. So 2016, our focus for the year is serving the kingdom. But beyond that, the shepherds have set some other goals for us. And our other goal, and our next goal is this, is that we want to be dedicated to the work and efforts of this local church. We want to be dedicated to the work and efforts of this local church. There are really two different types of mindsets and approaches to church membership. Some who are members of churches are listed in the directory, if the church has one, and they come to worship. But besides that, they're just really not present in anywhere or anything else. Whereas on the other side, you have those who are very active within the local church. They are not only here at worship service, they're also Bible studies, they're at outside studies. If we have meals together, they are there. They're just active in everything that we are doing. Well, the shepherds want for this congregation is to have every member to be more than just the Sunday and Wednesday Christian. They want for us all here, the family here of this local church, to be members that are active in building up the strength of this local church. In Ephesians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul, writing again here, talks about the local church being built up together, being strengthened. And you'll notice who it is that strengthens up local church. It is through the work of the members that are within it. Notice this here, Philippians chapter 4, beginning in verse 11. Please, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 11. Apostle Paul says, "And he, being Jesus, he gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, some as pastors and teachers. For what purpose? For the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ." He says, as a result of these efforts, we are no longer to be children, tossed here and there by waves, and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness, by deceitful scheming, but speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, every member, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, not what some joints supply, but what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. That's what we want. We want this church to be built up in love, built up in strength. And we can do that by every member doing their part, by every member doing the easiest thing that there is to do, which is just simply to be present. To be present at our Bible study periods, to be present at our worship services, to be present at our special studies or special events, to be present at our outside studies. We want every one of our members, if they are physically able, to be a part of those things, because in doing so, we will all be built up individually. And then as a church, we were built up to be stronger. But then we can even go beyond that, maybe by inviting others to take play or to take an active role. Inviting others to these studies, maybe we as individuals can take active roles in these studies. Maybe we can lead these studies or worships in some capacity. But the point is to be dedicated to the work and the efforts of this local church. And if we are all doing that, if we are all dedicated, then this church will grow exponentially, not just collectively as a local body, but also as individuals, we will grow. We will become more comfortable in doing things. We will become more knowledgeable. We will be able to lead others even better. So we have a goal for 2016 to be dedicated to the work and the effort of this local church. But then also we want to be diligent to take every opportunity to be built up in Bible study. You'll notice in our booklet that we have included on pages 3 and 4, or page 3, I should say, outside opportunities for us to grow in. Verse 4, we have our calendar of special events. Pages 5 and 6, we have our Bible class schedule completely ready to go for the year 2016. And so what we want to do, not just to be dedicated to the overall work and effort, but more specifically, we want to be diligent in our efforts within our Bible studies. We want to be diligent within our efforts with our Bible studies. While much and the primary spiritual growth should come from our individual homes, you can see Deuteronomy chapter 6, Ephesians chapter 6, talk about that, where it is the individual home's responsibility to whenever they get up to teach them the Word, whenever they lie down to teach them the Word, whenever they go on their way to teach them the Word. Ephesians chapter 6 and 4 talks about fathers raising their children up in the instruction of the Lord. While that is the primary responsibility there, we as a church also want to supplement that good teaching with more good teaching. We want to supplement that study that takes place within the homes. And so our goal then, the way we're going to accomplish this is providing these times of study for all of us to be strengthened even more in God's Word and to be in God's Word as much as we can be. As most churches do, and as we do, we will continue to provide these times of worship study on Sunday morning and Wednesday evening. And you might notice in the schedule there, the younger kids, I believe it's the classes over here on this side of the building will be focused on Israel and the story of Israel, their exodus and their conquest of the land. That's going to be their focus. You'll see the many things that we're going to be studying here in the auditorium class. You'll also see the schedule for the alternative adult class that meets in my office. Those are great opportunities for us to be at, for us to learn and to grow in God's Word. But beyond that, we also provide some studies that are more specific to gender and age. Our men's classes, our ladies' classes, our young people's studies are all wonderful opportunities for us all to grow. If we're a man, come to the men's study. If you're a lady, come to ladies' study. If you're a young person, you're most certainly invited to participate in these studies. For the men, we'll be studying through Stu Weber's Tender Warrior, which is a book that helps us to learn how to become better husbands and fathers and to be strong, godly leaders. The ladies will continue their study in the Celine Sparks book, Because I Said So. This book looks at many different things, from what I can tell reading through it a little bit, that things that our moms may have told us growing up that really have some strong biblical truth to them. That's what they'll be studying through. And then our young people will have the foundations of their faith strengthened, fortified, solidified through the study of Mark Hines' Big Picture of the Bible book. That's what we're going to be looking forward to in 2016. And again, all these Bible studies are simply an effort for us to be able to come to know God's Word better, for us to be more knowledgeable of it, and for us to be able to handle it rightly. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15 talks about there being diligence in studying God's Word. And the goal there is to be approved by God, and we are approved by God if we are able to handle God's Word rightly. That we can take it, and that we can look at the world around us, and we can be able to tell what is good and what is bad, what the will of God is, and what He wants us to stay away from. That's the reason why we have these Bible studies, because we want to be able to handle God's Word rightly. And the shepherds have set a goal for us to be dedicated, to be diligent in our Bible studies in 2016. But then going along, kind of built off of that, is our daily Bible reading for 2016. And in that, what we want to do is we want to read through the first 14 books of the Old Testament. The first 14 books of the Old Testament will be our focus in our daily Bible reading for 2016. You might have noticed, as I said, that in these classes that they're going to be studying through these same books. And so, in an effort then to create some continuity within the congregation, our daily Bible reading will be those first 14 books of the Old Testament. And if you do the math, which it took me a while to do, it comes out to about 8 chapters a week. About 8 chapters a week. Some weeks will have less than 8 chapters. I know that the books of Leviticus and Numbers can be a little difficult. I know that's the case. So those books, I try to cut down to 7 chapters a week. If you read 1 chapter a day, you're good. The weeks have 8 chapters, read a little bit more, you're good as well. But again, we want to do this so that we can have some continuity with our young people's classes, so that as they're studying through the books, we can be reading through those things as well. There would be some, though, who would probably frown upon the idea of us dedicating a whole year just to reading these things in the Old Testament. But I would suggest that the Old Testament holds great value to us as Christians. While we might not use it as the standard for authority, we must recognize, as the Apostle Paul did, that the Old Testament holds great value to us. In Romans chapter 15, Romans chapter 15 and verse 4, notice what Paul writes here to these Christians in the church of Rome concerning those things written earlier, or those things written beforehand that we would understand to be the Old Testament. Romans chapter 15 and verse 4, Paul writes, Romans 15 and verse 4, "For whatever was written in earlier times, it was written for our instruction or for our learning, so that through perseverance and encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope." We might have hope. While it won't match up perfectly our daily Bible reading and our kids' classes, that just would be near impossible to do. What we want to do is we want to make sure that we still give the time to study through these books, and in doing so, it'll help us prepare our kids for their classes. But it will also give us the opportunity to brush up on some stories that it might have been a while since we have read last. But what this would also do is it will give us a good opportunity for us to utilize that path Bible study method that we've talked about a couple of times. We still have some bookmarks out on the table in the foyer if you want to grab one of those. But what the path Bible study method does is it just leads us to read a text and then to ask four questions about that text. And the questions are this. What does this text cause me to praise God for? What in this text causes me to praise God? What in this text admonishes me to do better in this life? What in this text causes me to trust God even more than I do now? And what helps me in this text to persevere in this life? We're not going to look to the Old Testament for doctrine per se, and within the local church and within the church, because it is not our authority anymore, as Galatians chapter 3 teaches us. But just as Paul said, the Old Testament, and especially those 14 books, are just crammed full of many great lessons for us to learn. Many things that can help us in being good disciples of Jesus Christ. And I hope that we will all give effort to read these books on a weekly basis. I'll be doing again my daily Bible reading sermons on Sunday PMs throughout the month to coincide with the reading. So hope that you will be dedicated to that goal and accomplishing that goal of reading through the first 14 books of the Old Testament. If you want to do the path Bible study method, ask me about it. If you want to get into some coloring for the Old Testament, I'll be happy to answer your questions about that too. Let's just be in God's Word in 2016. Let us be in God's Word. Let us be dedicated to this reading. But let me also say that you don't only have to read these 14 books. If you have some other goals that you want to do, maybe you want to read through the Bible in a year, chronologically or book by book, whatever you want to do, do that. Definitely do that. We'll never discourage more daily Bible reading. But if you don't have a plan yet and you want to be involved in something with this church, that's what we're going to be involved in 2016, is reading through these first 14 books. And I hope that we will be blessed by it. So those are some goals that we have. The focus is serving the kingdom. And then three goals that we want to have is to be dedicated to the work of this church, to be diligent in utilizing our Bible studies, and then to give great effort into reading these first 14 books of the Old Testament. And then finally, another goal we want is we want to try to accomplish the goal of taking some time to evaluate how well we are meeting our goals in 2016. You might notice that on pages 9 and 10 of our booklet, you'll see here a couple of pages that give you some places to write some stuff down within this booklet. Because we must recognize that while setting goals is good, if we don't take some time to evaluate if we are meeting those goals, then we're really just never going to know how well we have done. So our final goal for 2016 is to take some time to constantly evaluate how we are doing in the year 2016. We want to evaluate ourselves in three different places, or in three different areas. Number one being our Bible reading progress, our daily Bible reading. Another one being our evangelism. And finally being our edification. I don't know about you, but for me, things really hit me whenever I see them on paper, or whenever I see something in front of my eyes. So like, one of the things you might think of, I might gain some weight, and my clothes might not fit as good anymore. I might feel sluggish. I just might not feel good. But I'm like, no big deal. But what happens as soon as I step on the scale and I see that number pop up, I'm like, oh man. Okay, that really hits me. Right? Whenever we see it, it hits us a little better. Or maybe going back to my college days, I knew I wasn't doing well in some of my business classes. I just knew it. I knew I didn't know enough for the test. I knew that my test scores were not good at all. But it was not until I got on my UTK and looked at what my grade actually was at that time that I was like, oh man, I'm going to fail. It wasn't until you just see that thing in front of your face that you recognize either how good or how bad something is. And so what we have here then within the booklet is just these pages for us to be able to ask ourselves throughout the year, how am I doing? So maybe at the end of January, we pull out this book and we ask myself, I said, well, how have I been doing in my reading and meditating on God's Word? I started thinking about, okay, I read this, this, and that. Maybe I go to my list of daily Bible reading that we have on pages 7 and 8. And I said, okay, January 3rd through 9, I read Genesis 1 through 8. January 10 through 16, I didn't really read a lot of Genesis 9 through 16. I didn't do that very well. And so we look and we say, how have I done? And whenever we see it on paper, I think, again, that just stands out to us even more. So if we're doing great, keep going. Keep progressing. Keep putting forth effort to accomplishing these goals. But if I'm not doing too well, if I notice that, man, I've really missed a lot of my daily Bible reading, or wow, I really haven't talked to a lot of people about my faith, I haven't invited anyone to Bible study, you know, myself, I haven't been going to Bible study myself. I haven't been going to worship service. I haven't been participating in these extra studies that this church offers. Then that could be a good motivation for us to step it up, to do a little bit better. Because if we check ourselves on a regular basis, then it's a lot easier if we've gotten off track just a little bit to get back on. But if we don't check ourselves till maybe May, June, July, especially with something like a daily Bible reading, like, well, I haven't been reading it all through Genesis or Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. Wow, we're already to Deuteronomy? Yeah, I'm just not even going to start because I'm so far behind. That's the kind of mentality that we get sometimes. But if we are constantly evaluating ourselves, constantly evaluating our progress, then we'll know where we are, and if we've got a little bit off track, it won't take very much effort for us to get back on. Self-evaluation really is just something that we should be doing anyways as Christians. Paul talks about that in 2 Corinthians chapter 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, as he's finishing up this second letter to the Corinthian brethren, he says this in verse 5, 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5. He says that you need to test yourselves. Test yourselves, 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 5. Test yourselves to see if you are in the faith. Examine yourselves. Or do you not recognize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail the test? Again, how do we know how well we've been doing? We've got to test ourselves. We've got to see if we've been reading, see if we've been sharing our faith, inviting people to worship service, see if we've been going to services by ourselves, being engaged in Bible study. Through doing these things, through putting in the effort to check ourselves on a regular basis in 2016, we can meet our goals. We can meet our goals for our Bible studies. We can meet our goals for the work of the church. We can meet our goals of daily Bible reading. There's a lot of goals behind 2016, but let me tell you, I appreciate so much our shepherds for their love for me, for their love for everybody that is a part of this church, to set goals for me and everyone else to reach towards. Whenever we see a goal, we have something to aim for, we have something to strive for. I'm so appreciative of these goals that they have set for us. And these goals should be beneficial for us in regards to our spiritual health and our spiritual growth. If we will lean on God for strength and guidance in 2016, then I am very confident that 2016 could be a huge year for this church as a collection, but also for us as individuals. That we can be focused on serving the kingdom in the many ways that we can do it, that we can be diligent in the work and efforts of this church, that we can give every effort to take advantage of the Bible studies that are offered in this church, to be committed to our daily Bible reading, and then to give that effort to check ourselves to see how we are doing throughout the year. May God help us all to be locked in 2016. May He help us to be focused so that we will abound as disciples, and so that the kingdom will be served and strengthened in this local church. Whenever we finish 2016, may it be said that the kingdom of God has been strengthened because of what the Christians and disciples of Pleasant Plains have done throughout the year. We want God to be glorified. We talked about that this year so many times. And that should be our goal in all things. And may God be glorified by this church in 2016 as we give every effort to strive to accomplish and meet the goals shepherds have laid for us in the upcoming year ahead.